Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
What now?
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great build-up and then nothing.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Kiefer's a nice guy. Okay.
So screw you, Keith.
Yeah. Right. Screw you.
Yes.
Exactly. We don't need you.
Stupid jerk.
We don't need you.
Kiefer Madness.
I hate Rich Keefe's guts.
Rich Keefe is just that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
I love Hot Wieners.
My husband and I have always enjoyed Waffle House.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm going to point out next hour just what a fraud Michael Holly is.
Ooh. Here we go. It's Week in Review time,
Dale. You
know,
sometimes things just have to be said.
You're absolutely right, and I believe you got him. I think you did prove what a fraud that he was.
I might have. I probably failed.
Short week for us, but a normal week on WEEI. Oh. He still had a full boat of shows. Actually, that's not true. Maybe not on Tuesday, but that's fine. Let's not get caught up in the details. On Monday, we had Rob Bradford, Chris Filani, and Rob Ninkovich filling in for Dale and me. Little backstory here. Rob Ninkovich is on with us every single Monday in person during the football season, including one show where he and I got into an argument over Josh Gordon.
It was pretty heated, to be honest.
I wanted Josh Gordon, as you can imagine. Rob Ninkovich did not want Josh Gordon, so he waited till a day that we weren't in there to, I guess, bring that back up. And did he get it right?
And then Dale was like, "Oh, but what are you going to do? You're going to like just not have receivers?" I'm like, "What are you talking about?"
Rob, I'm Dale.
Oh, hi Dale.
He's Rich.
Dale's new to the market. He may not know
He's
Dale.
He's Rich. I'm Dale. Rob, I was on your side. And by the way, I don't sound like that either.
You don't think you sound like this?
No. Dale was like, "Oh, but what are you going to do? You're going to like just not have receivers?" I'm like,
"Rob too. It's such a joke. Such a joke." The argument wasn't no receivers or not, or Rob was saying they're going to be fine with their receivers. He thought it was a bad message to send to the whole roster. Like, they wouldn't be able to handle Josh Gordon coming in. And those guys love him. Edelman loves him. Brady loves him.
Wasn't Brady's first press conference after that him wearing the Josh Gordon, like, hat
and the jacket thing?
Yeah.
He was wearing, like, the, like, that
the Josh
plaid
Gordon outfit.
Type
yes.
thing. And then Edelman's avatar is a Jordan
jersey. He came into
Gordon
the game
jersey.
With the same
yeah,
thing.
Please,
I was
on.
Against them acquiring him just because I thought the chances of him making it through the season were slim and none, based on his history.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens if you get to a point where you rely on him and then he's gone.
You weren't afraid of an injury.
You weren't afraid of the message that I was sending. Like
the message
was.
Didn't mean much to me.
You were afraid
me,
of how those guys were going to
I thought they were grown-ass men who could probably handle the
probably,
message.
Probably. You would think maybe they could.
Yeah.
Well, now,
the idea is, if the same thing with a guy who's often injured. Do you take a shot at it and see if it works?
Yes.
If you want to be totally mercenary about it.
They always do. Look at the guys the Patriots have brought in.
Take a shot at it.
Albert Haynesworth?
Yeah.
You guys are still getting away from the point here. He doesn't know either one of
them. We are burying the lead.
Yeah, sorry, I got caught up in something different altogether.
Yep. He has no idea.
You're right.
This is also a guy.
And again, he's in studio with us.
I thought we had a thing.
Day.
I thought Rob and I had a connection.
You don't.
I thought we were pals.
No.
I thought we were going to go shooting guns together and stuff.
Nope, next Monday, the two of you guys call each other the wrong names. Just do it. See what
you know. Let's switch identities Monday. Mess with him. You be Dale. I'll be Rich. He won't know the difference.
Wait, what are you going to do? Just not have receivers?
Yeah.
Like, oh, man.
Maybe just a little bit, no?
Yeah, no? I mean, you got to get it right. You got to at least get the right guy there. That
good
is
point.
A, that is
good
a
point.
Swing and a miss.
Why, does
there,
that sound
Rob.
More like you than Dale?
Maybe it does. I feel like neither of us sound like that, but I could be wrong. Maybe there's a little bit there, in there. Now, Monday, Tom Brady was on, as he is every single Monday, but this time no Mutt, no Callahan, so it was Mark James and Greg Dickerson. And finally, after all these weeks, we finally were able to get the question that we really wanted asked to Tom Brady.
No doubt about it. Tom, as of today, what's your decision on coming back for your 20th season?
I talked about this a bunch. I mean, I don't think it's a mystery, you know. Again, I
when did you ever bring this up, Tom? We've never talked about this, ever.
Yeah, I know.
Mark, he's only answered that
1,000 times?
Well, just this year, probably 50.
With every single person?
Jim Gray,
ever.
I mean, everybody.
Oprah
he keeps,
Winfrey?
He keeps saying, not only do I want to come back next year, I want to play beyond next year, but Mark was going to get us right to the heart of the
question.
I'm going to ask
how
the question.
How awkward would it have been if Dickerson wasn't there? Dickerson saves it.
Yeah.
Dickerson jumps in there to sort of lighten the mood a little bit, because if it was just this.
As of today, what's your decision on coming back for your 20th season?
I talked about this a bunch. I mean, I don't think it's a mystery, you know. again,
when did you ever bring this up, Tom? We've never.
See, if it wasn't for Dickerson, I don't know where this part.
Yeah,
was.
It could have gone.
I don't know where
rails.
It was going to go. That was a bit of a mess for sure.
It
but,
definitely was.
But there you go. You got a chance. Mark got a chance to interview Tom Brady. So there was the highlight of it.
Happy
right there.
About that.
We lost a legend this week. Mean Gene
Very
Okerlund.
Sad.
He passed away at the age of 76 on Wednesday.
Something to Wrestle
Wednesday.
With Bruce Pritchard today is doing an entire show.
Is that right?
Honoring Mean Gene.
Rossi on Wrestling as well. Rossi on Wrestling.
You could run his interviews for an hour and put a good show
great.
Together.
One of the best. And thankfully, Jim the Wrestling Goon gave us a call on Wednesday to sum up the career of Mean Gene.
I mean, I don't get the opportunity because he hasn't called in so long.
Let's go.
Jim the Wrestling Goon is calling from the Squared Circle. Hello, Jim.
Hey, I'm calling from Parts Unknown.
Parts
Unknown. What's
well,
up?
There you go.
Mean Gene, how old was the man?
76.
I think his liver was 150.
Well, that might be true.
Could be
okay.
Right.
Yeah,
could be.
There's a lot of rum and coke in that blood, my friend.
Is that right?
I guarantee you that. He was one of the greatest broadcast journalists of all time. There's no question about that.
I agree. I don't know how we could even argue.
I agree.
One of the great interviewers of all time. You could take your Oprah and Phil Donahue and the rest of those bums and throw them aside.
I agree.
That man could get anybody to talk. He was an unbelievable interviewer.
Somebody want to break the news to Jim the Wrestling Goon?
No, don't do it, Dan.
No,
don't do it. He's
no,
right.
Don't
he really is
anything.
Right. Honestly, let's be real.
He could get
Oprah.
At anybody.
How did he get
Phil
Randy Macho Man Savage to speak like that?
Some people think Howard Stern. Some people, he's great.
And it took him. Those guys were all like, it took them a long time to get there. Mean Gene, right off the bat.
Mean Gene was incredible. But the first thing he mentioned was how many rum and cokes he's had.
Well,
that was the
help.
First memory he had of Mean Gene.
I heard it helps get
of Gene Mean.
Yeah, warm the people up.
You got a couple yourself here today, haven't you?
Is that what Jericho called him?
Gene. This is what Jericho
Chris
called
Jericho
him.
Called him Gene Mean.
Mean by God, Gene.
Now, Dale, there's a new show on TV, which I know you're not giving it much of a chance. It's
Zero
called The
chance.
Masked
It is not good. It might
Singer.
Not survive the month.
The Masked Singer, which was a show that they've stolen. Like a lot of these game shows, they steal. This one, I believe, was in Korea. Which Ryan Reynolds actually went on and got a hell of an ovation. But
so
this
let me
is,
get this straight.
They brought it to America.
Ryan
Reynolds
was on the one in Korea.
Yes.
And Steve, you watched The Masked Singer?
I saw that one,
of course.
By the way.
Masked Singer?
It was good. Yeah. I saw a video.
It was great. They were fired up about it. They were like, here's Deadpool. Let's get excited about it. So they're trying to dust this thing off and debut it in America. So the first person they get is, we'll do a little spoiler here, none other than the great Antonio Brown. He's been in the news a lot. Now, they didn't film this week. This has been filmed for a while. But the show is very stupid. The show is you have literally a person with a mask on. They sing a song. And then you have a panel of judges who try to guess them. The person under the mask also, in a disguised voice, gives them hints on who it may be.
And every time I win, I just gotta dance, even if it gets me in trouble.
That's actually one of the first good clues he's given.
Look, I go AWOL for my team. I don't show up for 3 days at a time. And then here
that would give it away.
I show up in a fur coat, week 17. My agent is Drew Rosenhaus. Who am I? Love the league of touchdown passes. I hate my coach, and I hate my quarterback.
That's the most important meal of the day for a competitor like me.
Stack of flapjacks every day. Lots of syrup. Love syrup. Pass the hash browns. Some of my favorite food is hash browns. Not to be confused with my last name. Oops. Did I say too much?
This hippo's got game, but I've also got a voice. People just haven't heard it yet.
Although you just heard it. So what I said, I contradicted myself because you have heard it. This voice here is not my actual voice. I'm masking my voice.
Well, it would be better if it was his real voice. It would be so good. It's like your real voice.
Yeah.
The voice you use
different.
On the radio is totally different.
Very different. I have my
like,
radio voice.
Sitting in the office, you sound like
this. I sound a lot like this, Bill, and I had to change it for the radio so nobody can know my real voice.
Sounds like Meatwad from the Aqua Teen Hunger Force, actually.
That actually
that sounds
was.
Like. That was Antonio Brown. And then when they finally had the reveal, everyone was like,
Odell. It's Odell Beckham.
They're like, I think it's an athlete. I think it's Deion Sanders. They're like, it's me. It's Antonio Brown.
Oh,
they're like,
what?
Fine.
And Jenny McCarthy acting like, oh, my God.
No idea. If you gave her $1 million to say, what team is he on? She would not have gotten that $1 million. We opened up the show on Thursday. We get some interesting texts from time to time on the old text line, Dale. Some of them are about what we're talking about. Others are not.
I always wonder about text that we get that says, hi, Joan.
No.
Sorry for the wait.
Oh.
In the house, there are linens, towels, coffee maker, kettle, washers, dryer, microwave. You should probably bring shampoo and body wash and maybe even laundry detergent.
Body wash.
In case you run out. If you have any more questions, feel free to ask. I have a couple.
I have a few, Joan.
Are you sending us
a bed and breakfast?
I don't know.
It's a very descriptive, or is that like a Craigslist, like encounters type of situation?
Every once in a while, we'll get a text that's obviously a guy trying to make up to, you know, a little woman
so
at home.
Sorry.
And, I can't believe I said that.
On my way home. There's a lot of that one. Like, I'll be right there. And you're like, no, wrong text. We have everything but body wash.
Yeah,
which we recommend you bring
a lot of body
states.
Wash, if yes. you don't mind, Joan.
Please.
Just bring buckets Please. Of body wash, if you wouldn't mind, Joan.
We know all about you, Joan.
Now, Lucy very correctly pointed out,
yes.
this is obviously an Airbnb type.
Oh,
for
sure.
And you know, unfortunately, they got our number, so we don't know if Joan ever got the information, so we don't know if Joan ever brought the body wash.
Probably not. It had been making an extra stop. Now, yesterday, it's a new year, so it's a new Jason Rossi back here. He has said, you know what, we are going to be a little bit quicker with the phone calls. We want people to bring some good stuff to the table. Don't take your, you know, sweet time like we have in the past. So yesterday, we got into a string of callers who don't think we're prepared for 2019 Jason Rossi.
Hey, Nathan.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great.
Hey, Nathan.
I want to talk about that.
Dale, I think we may have to move on. I think we may have to move on there. I don't know if he was ready to go. That's all right.
A New Year's resolution, Keith.
Oh, I have one too.
We need to blow more people up this year.
Oh, come on.
We need to blow more people up.
I like that.
No,
that's a strong take from Dale.
No.
Fred, hey, Joe, how you doing?
Happy New Year, guys. Thanks.
Thank you. You too.
And Jesus loves you all. And
Thank
I
you.
Have one request before I make my comment. If you blow me up, please be gentle. Thank you.
Okay. Was that gentle enough?
That was gentle.
What are you talking about?
Before you got too
Nathan's
deep.
In Connecticut. Hey, Nathan.
Hey, I'm right here.
What's up? Go ahead.
I lost you guys last time, though.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yes, you did.
I wanted to talk about the African-American coaching.
Okay,
go ahead.
I agree with most of what that guy said, but...
Oh, Rossi, come on. I disagree with that one. I wanted to see where that was going.
See, did you?
I did.
Really?
I did. Yes. So, new Rossi. You better be ready. You better be ready.
Upon a second hearing,
yes,
I'm fairly certain there was a liquid lunch involved.
Could have been. What's wrong with that?
You talking about with me?
What's wrong with that? As long as you're not driving.
I didn't say it was bad.
Okay,
I just said that might have been what the issue was.
All right. Yeah. I mean, you could be right.
Well, this year we're going to be much quicker with the calls.
I like it.
Earlier today, I even let that one go too long.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was kind of, after about 45 seconds of it, I was intrigued as to what happened to his friend.
See, that's the problem. When you don't blow him up early enough, you might actually...
Well, I was like,
oh, the one guy that had the resume with his friend earlier today?
Yeah, oh, my God, awesome. He got demoted to recruiting coordinator. Damn him. I never saw that twist coming.
Like Steve, I already gave him Dale's cell. If he calls again, I'll give him yours.
Right, yeah, we're good.
You guys can have that off.
Call you after 2 o'clock.
Which one? The one you have or the one I usually use?
Oh, what?
the one you have or the one I have? Jeez.
I'm getting used to that, just so you know. There's a couple people that do that. Didn't realize.
All right, there you go.
We've got Boston Bruins tickets. We're going to give them away in just a couple of minutes. We'll get back to the calls with you. We'll talk to Michael Irvin at the top of the hour. Dale and Keefe with Diassi, Sports Radio, WEEI.
And then Dale was like, "Well, but what are you going to do? You're going to like just not have receivers?" I'm like, "What are you talking about?"
Paul stuck of flapjacks every day. Lots of syrup. Love syrup.
No doubt about it.
Mean Gene, how old was the man?
76.
I think his liver was 150.
If you blow me up, please be gentle. Thank you.
Was that gentle enough for you?
Yeah, Joe!